This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Astros with a big win. Last night, as I said, I would not be surprised if this is a sluggish series, right? The Astros have been amazing. They had the best record in the month of June. The Astros also have not lost in 11 straight series. They are playing by far the worst team in baseball, the Colorado Rockies. I wouldn't be shocked if we saw a relaxed nature from them. Maybe a step back in focus. They were able to pull off the dub yesterday, 6-5, made it a little interesting. They got out after the big, big swing from Victor Caratini with the grand slam to really give them some distance. But the Rockies were chipping away, and they ended up hanging on, even though Hader gave up a home run in the ninth. 6-5 there. So they won, Clint. They got a dub yesterday, but like I said, this could be a little relaxed. It's 162 of them, man. At some point, man, you get yourself up for the Cubs and the Phillies. You know the Dodgers are coming behind this. You could see a little relaxed nature from them facing this sorry ass team in the Rockies.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. That was on its way to being a skull dragon, and the wheels came off of what's your name?
That guy right there, early in the morning, Big C there.
The wheels came off, and the Colorado Rockies they were seeing it pretty well, boys. They were seeing it pretty well. It was sloppy baseball from him, really on multiple occasions, with some wild pitches, with some suspect plays at first base kind of deal. But the wheels came off of a Big C of Colton Gordon. It was ugly. I mean, really everything else, was acceptable or really gave us a good chance. The bats were obviously hot early and died kind of late, but, I don't, this is what we've got to worry about, boys, of moving forward, like to put the unfair expectations on Ryan Gusto and Colton Gordon and Braden Walter. Like those are unfair expectations. What they've done has been absolutely tremendous, but thinking that they're going to continue what they've been doing may be a tad bit unfair. Also, it may be a tad bit unfair to lean on Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown to expect them to keep up the Cy Young performances night in, night out. At some point in time,
they're not allowed to go on slumps, right. Damn it. They can't.
Don't make any mistake.
Hunter's got to be Hunter today.
Well, at some point in time, the cavalry's got to get here. We've been talking about the cavalry's coming for a while. At some point, they got to get here, and it doesn't look like they're any closer.
Let's say we got a setback on one of them, on the biggest member of the cavalry coming in. We understand we got a setback there. All right. They won that game last night. As Champ Slice said, sluggish is definitely a nice way to say it for their performance last night. Did that take your mind off of what the breaking news was, that this parachuted into our show in the final segment.
Jordan.
Of Jordan or him. God, both of those guys are on the shelf. Jordan having a setback and being shut down again and
it's seeing
a hand specialist and maybe in 48 hours. Did it take your mind off of that? Did yesterday's win take your mind off of the Jordan news?
No. That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, it's a no chance. But I'll be honest with you, my mind's not as much on Jordan as it is on the embarrassment that the organization is in,
yeah,
in terms
the situation,
of them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just it's like, hey, Jordan having a setback with a hand injury, a right hand injury, which is the lower hand on his bat. It's one of those like, hey man, it's okay. They pushed it a little bit too quick, maybe. I don't know.
So for the second time, mind you. With this.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, hell, second or third, right? No, I get it. I get like the frustration of that. But like the organization's handling of it it's embarrassing. You're dealing with multi-million dollar athletes that their health is ultimately their paycheck. And you can't get a damn rehab of a right hand even remotely close to accurate. It's just that to me, it's more about the organization and the embarrassment
multiple,
that they
They've had multiple cracks at it, too.
Yeah. multiple players.
Yeah, the Kyle, this backed up by the Kyle Tucker thing. Like, I mean, it's your best players that this thing is happening yeah. with.
Is going on?
Is the part that's wild.
If I'm Jordan Alvarez, my next injury report's coming from my interpreter. I don't want nobody in Astros. Dana, don't put my name in your mouth, Dana. I'm not going to try to be there at the LA series.
What if his interpreter is an Astro?
my interpreter, that guy that Tyler that thought guy was, that Tyler thought
God,
was
we were there.
Person.
We were there.
That's what the Whites used to do.
I was forming my mouth to say that right then and there. All right, I got some people texting yesterday because I said, damn it, again. Does somebody need to lose their job? Is what I tweeted out as soon as I saw the report from Chandler Rome last night. All right, and I'm willing to take a step back from you two. And listeners, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I am willing to listen. Is there any way in your mind that this situation with Jordan Alvarez, as Clint said multiple times, they haven't been able to seem to get diagnosis correct on this right hand injury?
Well, this is not good.
And I don't even want to take it to other players. I'm just with Jordan. They have sent him out there clearly. One the first time when he had a break that they didn't know was a break, and this time again in which he's had now a setback where he's had to be shut down a second time. Is there any way that this doesn't 100% fall on the medical staff? And the training staff. Is there any, like, I'm willing to listen. Like, there are some people tweeting me yesterday saying, hey, man, you're being too hard on the Astros training staff. Injuries happen, blase, blase. Is there any way that this doesn't follow?
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's your job!
No, there's a way, and that it starts at the top. I mean, it's still the Astros organization. But, Ron, it's clear. We've jokingly talked about it was Dusty Baker and Dana Brown. It was actually it was Dusty Baker and Hinch.
Well,
AJ, what was the dude's
and
name?
And James Quick.
James
Quick. Click.
Click. Click. Not, me, quick, not Quick. Click.
It was fast.
You know, it was those two. Then it was Dusty and Dana. And now it's Joe Espada. Like, it's clear, man, that from the top down, there is zero level of accountability. The communication sucks. The plan stinks. In terms of handling and communicating injuries with players, no matter who they are, just star players or not, it's clear, man, they are piss poor in that department. And so I'm my experience around like a team employed medical staff is those guys are there for in the moment stuff. They then, in these types of situations, they hand you off to the team doc. Whoever that team doc is really has the power to say, hey, man, this thing needs to be treated X, Y, and Z way. Now, I don't know how Jordan Alvarez isn't viewed as the team doc says, okay, I think it's just a hairline fracture, but he needs to go see a hand specialist. He needs to see this or that. I'm hesitant to put any blame on the training staff with the organization because the training staff, I mean, they're not doctors. It's the team docs that are allowing it to happen. The team docs typically drive whatever it is the medical, the training staff does. So I don't. I think it's all an absolute mess.
Jim Crane has to be flipping a table.
Absolutely.
I mean, flipping a table.
No question.
He should be.
No question. He should be calling every hospital around and getting a new team doc.
Something. Like,
he's got to have numbers to the medical center.
This is because the thing is, to me, with Tucker last year and Yordan this year, based off what they thought it seems their assessment was, it feels like they treated them in a way that didn't, one, suit what the injury was at the time, and probably lengthened the time that they were out.
It took them to get back, yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they treated...
It took them longer to get back because they were neglected.
If they treated Kyle Tucker for a fracture in his shin as opposed to a bone bruise, hell, we were watching the video that was coming out about him out there in the outfield trying to move. I mean, we said, there's no way that guy's coming back. Right, you would say every time...
It was that handshake line, remember?
You would say by just visually watching him repeatedly, there is no way that that's a bone bruise. Like, visually. And it seemed like if they treated him as a fracture, maybe he's not out as long. If they treated him... You're not as a fracture in his hand.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Maybe he's not shut down for the second time. You can't tell me, oh, shoot. Hey, man, you just think it's inflammation, and you get out there and let him do all he can, that didn't make it worse. And now for a second time, that's the part. To me, if I'm Jim, like, something's got to change here.
Yeah.
These are my two best players in back-to-back years.
Well, like if right now, if I'm Josh Hader and I get a knee tweak.
Somebody knock on some wood. Tyler, yeah, right. get a six to midnight.
I'm knocking on myself.
If any of these guys any of them, forget about what level caliber player they are. Any of them, if you have an injury, whatever, I'm going to a knee specialist. I'm going to a hip specialist. I'm going to a shoulder specialist. I need that staff to get me out of the clubhouse and get me taken care of immediately. But I'm going to get this stuff looked at and figured out with a specialist immediately.
Text line coming in. Show he could be dealing with hand issues, congenital hand issues. He had some hand issues since Dusty's days.
Exactly.
Was it the Rockets' fault? What happened to Yao Ming?
No. Oh, come on. Now we're going to go into Liz Franks and a 7-footer? Get the hell out of here.
Did y'all see him eating barbecue over at Good Company Barbecue? Picture that surfaced?
Yao?
Who? Yao?
The Gray Wall?
He was sitting on one of those. They got outside.
Like recently?
Yeah. It was in the Chronicle today. They got him sitting outside at the, they got picnic tables outside. He was sitting out there at one of them picnic tables.
Tall Asian guy.
Looked like me sitting at my daughter's little picnic table we got for her. He had normal sized humans sitting across from him. They look like,
dude,
it was unbelievable.
That's a big human being.
Yeah, it is.
Guys, that person who texted in, they looked at the x-rays and didn't see it was fractured the first time.
And Mr. Magoo did.
They looked at the 60% side.
And then they came back and said, oh, damn, It's fractured. Like, guys, come on, man.
Imaging was analyzed by someone who stayed in a Holiday Inn Express last night.
This isn't about Grant Hill's ankles. All right, this isn't about Steph's ankles, right? That is like this is. Come on now, like just they have lost the benefit of the doubt. This goes beyond just like Yao Ming's feet. Like let's just reel it in just a taste. Get that. I mean, don't dig the homerism that deep that you're selling out for the medical staff who keeps routinely screwing up injuries.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Greed and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.